So starting off 2007 with a bang, that's our title. And I want to welcome you to the first of our teleseminars of 2007. And it was a surprise to have Joe Gallia come on and, you know, say all those nice things about me. And I feel quite honored to work with Member Solutions. And it's opening up a whole world of opportunities for me. And I really just enjoy working with the clients. So I'm especially excited to share with you some major things that are going on in my life and my organization. The last 2 years have been quite interesting, to say the least. And in the e-advertisement, the emails that I stress to you guys, I believe that this is going to be one of the best years in business for myself. You may ask myself why, you know, ask yourself why I feel this way, and especially with the way the economy and the struggles that we're going through. But I'm going to go on and explain a little bit about this later. But I think my email that I'll be sending out after this will explain it even in more detail. But I remain excited, and I really believe this is going to be a really great year for all of us. And as you know, I'm not one for fluff or talking in theory when it comes to consulting. In fact, most of you that know me know that I'm very practical, and I'm quite honest, to the point where it kind of gets me in trouble most of the time. I signed on to be a consultant 2 years ago with Member Solutions, and I made a promise to myself to make a difference in the martial art business. And since then, I have 2 years to look back upon. And it's interesting. I've spoken at the Super Show twice in Las Vegas, which is beautiful. I hope to get called back again this year. So if any of you guys are going, give a positive plug for me with Maya, because you know, they need to get me back there. If the clients liked what I did, then they'll call me back. I've been featured on the Maya Success Kit videos twice. I had a cover article on their magazine cover, which was really exciting. I was also featured in NAPMA's video section a number of times, as well as being in other business magazines like, you know, Martial Art Business on the Internet. And the thing that I've found is, no matter how much press I get or how much press the martial arts gets, no matter how much people are saying or doing things, the written word is not always true. You know, so I want to urge you to be a little bit cautious about what you read. I want you to be motivated by the articles that you read, but don't hold every single article as it were gospel. For example, in one of the follow-up articles, one of the articles that they wrote upon about me in one of the magazines, I was misquoted, and I had said that I had received about 1,000 referrals in 1 year. Now, this didn't mean that 1,000 people signed up in my school. It just said that I got 1,000 referrals. They happened to write down in the magazine that I got 10,000 referrals, and my phone was buzzing off the hook. I mean, I had people actually that were either, you know, accusing me of being a liar, or people that were asking me how to do it. I asked the magazine to actually correct it, and being the reputable magazine that they were, they changed it, but I thought that the damage had been done. I realized that there were people out there that read the article that dismissed it as pure bragging or lies, while others thought that they could never do that, and they became demotivated. So I urge you, as the first part of our 2007, is to be careful with, you know, about what you read, and don't get caught up in a lot of the hype. Don't get caught up in the fads. Don't get caught up in all the new ideas. You know, going back over the last 2 years, I've noticed major changes in our industry, especially in my area, the way that schools are being run. The more consulting companies that come on board, such as Mata, which is phenomenal, Maya, which is phenomenal, NAPMA, which is phenomenal, my own taking it to the next level.com, which is unbelievably beneficial to school owners, the more we professionalize the industry, the more schools that start popping up. The more black belts that we graduate in our schools that see the successes of us or the teachers, and they also see that the schools have some sort of financial benefit, the more people believe that they're capable of doing the same things and running their own schools, the more schools are going to be popping up. Alone in my school over the last 15 years, there's been a minimum, I would say, about 50 schools that have opened and closed. I would say not maybe 50 haven't opened and closed, maybe 30 or 40 have closed, and there are 10 that still remain. The scary statistic is the ones that are still open are just getting by the skin of their, you know, by their skin. It's such a small profit margin, if any, but they still remain open. I still remain one of the largest schools in New York, but the competition is cutting into profit slightly. You know, you've heard me in the past speaking about the true competition being other activities such as soccer, t-ball, baseball, video games, and so on. But there is a small amount of the large schools cutting into each and every one of our competitions. The more schools that open, the more that the competition gets more and more fierce. In the past, 2 years ago, typically I would run an ad in the papers, and it would yield a response of, let's say, 20 to 30 calls. Now I find that if I'm doing that same ad, I'm getting no more than maybe two or three calls. I also found that on my door hanger campaigns that I do about 2,500 flyers, they used to bring in 25, maybe 50 calls. Now they're bringing in two to three calls. So the scary part is the old stuff's not working anymore, and it's due a little bit to competition, but I've spoken about this in many times before, that it's in regards to catching the client's ears and their eyes simultaneously. And we need to realize that in order to make an impact on the client, we have to leave a lasting first impression. So this is very, very important when we think about our marketing campaigns, the look of our school, and how we run our businesses. We need to remember that there's only one time to make a first impression, and it has to be a lasting quality first impression. So the ads that we used to run years ago are not working as well because people are so used to seeing these high-tech professional ads. After all, you could be sitting at your TV and watch and see a commercial that looks like it's the next biggest movie to come out, blockbuster hit, only to find out that it's just a video game that they're selling. You know, there are two types of businesses. There's an inside-out business and an outside-in business. I believe that most of the time each business has a bit of both going on, but you can't have multiple approaches simultaneously. You're either one or the other. Let me explain a little bit more about the two differences. An outside-in company concentrates on its clients first, everything to do with servicing the clients. Lately in my last year, my perspective has changed drastically. I used to have the attitude of take it or leave it, and now don't get me wrong, I never was a tyrant or I wasn't self-centered. I always did what I did because I loved it. I believed in the martial arts and the ability it had to change people's lives. I just believed that my way was the only way, or my way was the law, and I believed that what I had was the best out there. Now things have changed for me because I got into a whole new mentality, and I'll explain an outside-in company first. I believe that most martial arts schools play the game of the revolving door. As students come in one door, they're going out the other. It's like those circular doors at hotels. Some of them get caught up in the walking and the spinning around, and they stay around for a little while, but most of the students are in and out. We're continually looking for the newest, greatest advertising campaign, and we're looking for ways to get students and continually grow our schools. But this is the outside-in mentality. Advertise, get inquiries, and then sell the clients and sign them up. Let me quickly tell you a story that I heard Jay Abraham talk about once on one of his teleconferences. He spoke of a point in his career when he bought a building. I believe he purchased a building, and it housed a business at one point in the building that he was purchasing, and the business sold liniment oil for Asian muscles. I'm not sure whether it was Icy Hot or one of those companies, but I believe it was Icy Hot. And Icy Hot is a liniment for sore, bruised muscles or arthritic bones and so on. So the company had gone out of business due to lack of sales, and Jay Abraham and his company, from what I remember, had started renovating the building, but they were receiving a huge amount of mail with inquiries from thousands of requests on how they could get the product still and continually receive replacement products. So Jay Abraham inquired with the old owners and asked them if they'd like to sell the trademarks, the mailing list, and the patents and the product, and they did. After the sale was intact, he approached many different catalog marketing companies that sell all these little novelty items, and he put a $0 advertising campaign together with them. He asked them if they sold the product for him, he would actually mail it to the client. All they had to do was secure the sale and send over the person's name and address and phone number, and he would give the company the total amount of money that the product was sold for. So if it was a $3 tube of Icy Hot or whatever the product might have been, he would receive the name and the address, and they would receive the profit. He turned that business into millions of dollars. You know, he realized that the business was not selling the product initially for profit. It was about return business continually over and over again. He knew that the people there were using this product over and over, so he ended up making hundreds of millions of dollars on this deal, and he realized that the company that went out of business was thinking outside in, not from the inside out. So the money was not in servicing new clients, it was in servicing existing clients. So all he had to do was get people to buy from him once, and they normally stay on for years to come. So I have five questions that I'd like for you guys to write down if possible. And, you know, if you can't write them down, you could always archive back in and come and listen to this teleconference. Or if you'd like to, you can email me. And you know what? Before you email me on this, I'm going to be sending out the next few weeks of emails. We'll have an overview of what we're going over on today's conference call so that if you missed anything, you could get it. So, but what I want you to do is write down as quickly as you can and jot down some notes now, because it would be really great for you guys to kind of do this as a project over the next week as you're part of your New Year's resolution. So these are important questions, five questions. Here's number one. What is it that you're sitting on that may potentially yield a greater profit over this coming year? What can you do to recognize what you're, whether you're sitting on a pile of gold? Is there some untapped market that you have sitting right in your showroom, right in your lobby of your school? What is it that you're not seeing? And what is the potential? In order for us to see these things, sometimes we have to look for them. You know, we can live our lives day to day and do what we do and get caught up in what I call the blender, you know, where we're spinning around and, you know, we only slow down and stop spinning when we go home. You know, so you need to see that maybe you have everything you need right there in your school right now. Number two, what can you do to restructure? There are many school owners that I speak with that are charging far less than the industry standard. If you don't know the standard, I'd say it's about anywhere from $120 to $140 per month for a basic three-day-a-week program. You can charge more, you could charge a little less, it's entirely up to you. But many times when I consult, it's a matter of asking people to raise their prices. That's it. Most of the time I get excuses. They'll tell me this is not New York, thinking that I'm from Manhattan or Long Island. You know, they'll say I live in a low-income area. While some of these reasons are legitimate, most of them are really not the case. I've helped school owners in real low-income areas increase the bottom line in one quick question just by asking them to raise their prices. So for 2007, even if you added on $10 or $5 per month and you have 100 students, that could be anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a year, a month, totaling $5,000 to $10,000 a year. So my question is, what can you do to restructure? Can you add in upgrade programs? Can you have different tiers to the training, whether it be 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, unlimited training? There are many ideas, but the question is, what can you do to restructure for maximum profit? Number three, are you spinning your wheels in too many areas? Just recently, I took on one of an elite client that I do a one-on-one mentorship with every single week, and we basically just did a simple project, and we did an audit of all his clients to see what each and every student was paying, and he has multiple programs, you know, whether it be Tai Chi, Karate, Kempo, Yoga, and so on, and we audited all those programs to see which ones were profitable and which ones weren't. So the question is, by taking a look and to see what you're spinning your wheels on, what your concentration is on, you may find that one of your core programs, let's say your martial art program, is yielding you more rewards with more retention and less aggravation than, let's say, a cardio program or a Tai Chi program. So I'm not saying that either one of these is right or wrong. All I'm saying is that you may be spinning your wheels in too many areas. What is it that makes you who you are? Why do people come to you? What makes you special and what makes your school special? Once a consultant asked my staff and I the same question, and we all said pretty much the same thing. You know, when they asked, what do we do special? What do we do? What makes our company who we are? And we said, we help change people's lives. Then he said, okay, I need more information. He pressed for more. And my staff responded by saying things like, well, we teach self-esteem, we have self-confidence, and blah, blah, blah. It's like every ad that you see run in the papers these days from every martial arts school. The industry has supplied you with advertising that works, but now it's so diluted because we're all saying the same thing that people are almost not even hearing it. You know, yeah, everybody, even you know, daycare centers say that they increase self-esteem. You know, so we have to ask ourselves what we do that makes us special. You know what? If we find that out, you'll find the riches beyond your wildest dreams. Number four, what can you do to increase the quality of service to your clients? What is it that you can do to make yourself better, your organization better, your school better, even yourself as an instructor and a leader? What can you do to make you better? What is it that you will do to go above and beyond? Number five, why do people continually come to your school? Why do they come back? If you do the same stuff over and over and over again, year after year, people are going to quit. They're going to leave. It's inevitable. Remember this. People start off in preschool, then they go to elementary school, then they go to junior high or middle school or whatever they call it in the different areas, then eventually high school, and then on to college. Some people never make it to college. They quit there. Some people go to college and quit after a year or two. Some of them stay on and become, you know, students for life. But eventually there's a graduation plan. After school is over, we enter into the real world. What is it that makes our students stick around? You know, the average lifespan of a student in martial arts is anywhere from about 18 to 24 months. I have to say that I've broken that a little bit by saying that most of my students stay on average 3 to 3.5, maybe 4 years. My black belt course is 5. I have about 150 active training black belts in my school right now, which is a small percentage, probably only about 10% of my enrollment, but it's still pretty good. But we have to ask ourselves, what is it that makes our students stick around? I think that we have to have tiers or levels, if you whatever you want to call them, to encourage people to progress from one level to the next. If we continue to repackage the same old stuff, selling it as a new move or an advanced process, then we're going to lose people. What we need to do is really dig down deep and look within to find out what it is that motivates students to stay and continue. After all, you go to school, eventually you learn the item that you're doing, and then you move on and either you do it yourself. Well, there's a great opportunity if we could take people in stages from beginner training to maybe a black belt club, to a master's elite, to instructor training, and then on to instructors, showing them that there is an opportunity, whether it be part-time or full-time, that they can actually do something that they love and open up a school underneath you or teach within your school or run programs for you. And even if it's not for their financial gain, it's just for their own personal satisfaction. If we could do that, we're going to keep students longer by teaching them and showing them opportunity. If not, we're going to become stagnant. And then we're going to become extinct. So, again, if you missed any of these questions, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sending out this email, and you'll be able to follow up on them. But let me quickly go over 1 through 5. Number one, what is it you're sitting on that may potentially yield a greater profit over this coming year? Number two, what can you do to restructure? Remember, restructuring doesn't necessarily mean changing everything, but maybe changing your prices and increasing your profit immediately in 2007. Number three, are you spinning your wheels in too many areas? Are you spreading yourself too thin? I constantly plead with people not to open second and third locations. Unless you're busting at the seams in the location that you're at, maximizing every hour, and then once you do that, you can raise your prices even more. Because once you're busting at the seams, you can easily add on more money by raising your prices because you have more students than you can imagine, and you can even have a waiting list before you open up your secondary location. Because spreading yourself too thin and spinning your wheels in too many areas could really be dangerous. Number four, what can you do to increase the quality that you do to service your clients? What is it that you could do to make yourself better as an instructor or as a leader? And number five, why do people continually keep coming to your school? And what makes you so special? Again, if you missed any of these questions, they'll be coming back in other emails. Now, you're probably thinking, when is this guy going to talk about 20 top marketing ideas? Because if you saw that on the e-advertisement for this teleseminar, that may have sparked your attention. So I'm going to go over that now. But first, I want to explain why I believe synergy to be the biggest word in marketing. I want to explain this in a clear, easy-to-comprehend, no-nonsense way. Marketing is a scary word. When we think about it, it sounds much more detailed than it really is. And why is synergy the biggest word with marketing? Well, simple. Not one method works independently. Synergy is a combination of many things. So I've followed such unbelievable marketing experts such as Jay Abraham, Jay Conrad Levinson. It seems like everybody who's got a marketing degree has the name Jay, right? But from them, I've borrowed many ideas, and I've come up with what I would consider my ninja advertising concepts or covert ninja marketing concepts. And if you'd like, you could become part of my monthly ninja Advertising Concepts newsletter just by emailing me, and you can email me at Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, ninja, at AOL.com. That's R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I-N-I-N-J-A at AOL.com. And I'm going to send out free monthly marketing tips to all the people who are interested for their small business. And, you could always pass this on to someone who owns a landscape company or a painting business, because they all work. So ninja marketing concepts flow directly off the myth of the ninja. Once shrouded in secrecy, these ancient warriors, by the way, I'm one of them, and I just blew my cover on that. But anyway, the ninja were able to manipulate armies and kings and shoguns through covert actions. And the goal with this ninja marketing concept is that we want to get our clients to believe in what we say and buy into what we do without them even knowing. Covertly, we want to get them to help us market and refer clients to us. If you've ever been on one of my other conference calls or heard it on an archive or whatever, you probably heard me talk about my referral program. It's a running theme, and I talk about it on a regular basis. I'm not going to say anything about it other than you should have one in place, and if you want more information, email me. But the goal is to get referral business, no matter whether you run an ad in the local paper or you're meeting someone at a restaurant. The concept of my ninja marketing is the first contact is your only chance. We only have one time to make a first impression, so our goal in marketing is to market to everyone. I must repeat, everyone that is not an existing client in your business actively is who you market to. Doesn't matter age, nationality, language that they speak, whatever it may be, you're going to try to speak to each and every person, and you should be ready to market to those people. And don't ever assume that a student, because they're walking with a cane, can't somehow be a part of your marketing campaign. You may give a business card to someone in their 70s, and they may pass it on to their grandchild. So here are 20 tips on ideas on how to market your school. I'm going to buzz through them really quickly. So number one that I always tell people about is door hangers. If done regularly and using a professional, high-quality door hanger, you'll get some response from this. This should be done on a weekly basis. My schools advertise about 2,500 door hangers per week. Number two, general advertising, running a print ad in the paper, phone book, flyers, etc. This is a good source, but it can be costly, and it's almost like taking a roll of the dice in Las Vegas. If you don't do it properly, it could yield small amounts of students. If you do it properly, you could get a fair amount, but there's always a chance that you take for the amount of money that you invest. So a general advertising is not my top priority list, but it is something. Number three, radio and television. I don't recommend this due to the cost of the product, but many companies sell this as a low-cost way to market. And be cautious of this. You'll probably get a call that says, oh, we do it, and we'll do your commercial. We'll pay for it. We'll design it. It's 15 seconds. For all the people who have done TV marketing in these short bursts, I've found that they've only wasted their money. In order to really have a good television or radio campaign, you have to be consistent over a long period of time. It's going to cost a huge amount of money. I spent somewhere maybe, I think, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, close to $55,000, $60,000 on radio advertising, and I got about maybe three or four calls. Definitely not one of the best campaigns that I ran. Number four, grassroots marketing. This is considered to be one of the best. I will list them in order and give you some other great ideas, and I have them on Taking It to the Next Level. If you're a premium member, we talk about this all the time on takingittothenextlevel.com, is grassroots marketing, which is virtually low-cost marketing. And let me give you a few. Business appreciation. Business appreciation is when you work a deal with synergistically with other local businesses. You advertise their businesses, they advertise yours. It's also a way to block out the competition. So if Joe's Pizza has your flyers, and you put Joe's Pizzas in your store, and then the new karate school opens up down the road and says, hey, can I put my flyers here? Joe, the owner, will say no, because he appreciates your business and you're helping him grow his business, so he will refuse and you actually knock your competition out that way. Number six is co-op marketing. This is where you approach other local businesses and you ask for them to advertise on the back of your door hangers, on your flyers, on your VIP passes. And they help by way of paying for your advertisement. Let's say you do 2,500 door hangers and they go on the back of the door hanger. You charge them whatever it costs for the printing. You do all the door hanger delivery, and virtually you've gotten your door hanger campaign for zero marketing dollars or zero expenses. All you're doing is putting in the time to deliver them, or possibly even paying to have them delivered. I've made a profit on this kind of advertising. Number seven, VIP passes. If you're not doing these, you're in the Stone Ages. These are simple, no-nonsense business cards inviting everyone. And you could give them out to your students, to your staff members, to the families, and they could write their name on them. And this ties directly into what I call my referral program, which is coming up. But I would say VIP passes. I have a friend that sends his staff to the supermarket twice or three times a week, and they actually do a mock shopping. They take a shopping cart, and they go down each and every aisle, and they load up a few items, and then they hand out passes to every single person they run into. Once they make it to the end of the grocery store, they work their way back, putting all the groceries back, handing out more passes to all the new people coming in, and then they leave. So they hand out 30, 40 passes within the shopping center in the supermarket. So VIP passes are good. They could be given out if you're at a dinner at a restaurant. You could hand it to the waitresses or the waiters or to the owners or to the clients. Anybody and everybody you come in contact with should have a VIP pass. You should not have a wallet or a pocket without VIP passes in it. And that goes for you and your staff and your students. Number eight is week free passes. This should be given out to all your existing students, and it also ties directly into, which is my number nine, the referral program. If you don't have a referral program in place and you're not using something similar to mine, then you're missing the boat. I have mine completely spelled out on taking it to the next level, but I've also emailed out to people. So if you're interested and you want to find out more about my referral program, just email me. It's yielded me thousands of students over the years, as well as a great success with any other martial arts schools that are actually using this system that I do. The next one for marketing, and people don't realize this, is 2-4-6-8-10-week calls. Another process that's on my next level site, but this is marketing in its best form. Communication is everything. If you talk to your clients on a regular basis and you ask for them, you know, to help you and refer you, and you ask them ideas, and you try to rely on them, you're going to get some results that you haven't been able to get. I mean, they're going to be beyond your wildest dreams. This is something that I've begged and pleaded with school owners to do, but not many take me seriously. And for the ones that do, not all of them are doing it exactly the way I recommend. So I have some clients on taking it to the next level that have quadrupled their business just by using my 2-4-6-8-10-week call system. And again, if you want a little bit more information, I'll share as much as I can with you, but it's pretty intricate. So number 11, buddy weeks. This is self-explanatory. Do not do a buddy day, do a buddy week, and make sure you do it at least every month or every 5 weeks. Make sure that you market it, tell your students, and we're doing this now by ramping it up. We're marketing the Buddy Week. We're pumping it ahead of time, begging and pleading with our students in a nice way, of course, you know, and getting them to bring in as many people as they can to Buddy Week. And they're also tying it into their referrals. They're going to get points and money and a free membership if they follow our referral program. So Buddy Week is a way for them to get referrals so that they could get a free membership. Number 12, birthday parties. This is a great form of lead generation. I could go over it in detail. We do really well with this, but I'm not going to do that now. Again, if you want to email me, you can. Number 13 is Beyond Birthday. A month and a half, 2 months ago, I sent out a detailed email on this, and it's a very powerful tool. One of my next-level clients did a few parties over the holiday break, and he had 65 people came into his school. He has many promising leads from the follow-ups on this, and he's giving out 65 more parties. Imagine the potential here. How many ads do you have to run? How many door hangers and flyers do you have to do in order to get 65 people into your school and to get 65 more parties? It's just amazing. The numbers are staggering. It's probably, you only need like these four sources, 2-4-6-week calls, buddy weeks, unbirthdays, and birthday parties. And then, you know, you could have every lead that you've ever needed. It is the golden goose that laid the golden student, you know. Number 14 is stationary advertising. This is a plastic holder where your flyers sit on a counter in a local restaurant, delicatessen, shopping center, stationery store. Or you could just leave the flyers on the counter. But there shouldn't be a business in your town that doesn't have a product flyer advertisement with your name on it. So you have to make sure that that's your business. Once a week you go out, or you get a student to go out and do that. Number 15, lead boxes. Lead boxes are a great generation tool and very, very important. I think that unused and as much as it should be. I've found that many of the lead boxes that are, you get leads, but some of them are dead leads. But, you know, for every one person or every 100 names you get, You may get one or two students. It's worth the time and effort. Number 16, any kind of community marketing, doing a fair, local events, PTA events, and so on. We've had a great success with a minor league baseball team called the Ducks last year in Long Island, and we're doing a full campaign this year for the entire season. We signed up about 25 yearly contracts at about $1,500 from this one source of advertising. It yielded us about $37,500 in enrollments, and it only cost us about $6,600. 17 is free seminars, special seminars, anything to reach out to your students or to the community, and this has to be packaged in a way that it's another ninja marketing campaign, that the goal is for them to give this as a service. You give it to your clients, and they put the party together. We also tie this into our unbirthdays. A free seminar for adults is considered an unbirthday for us, and people come in and they do the seminar, and hopefully we could get them to either, one, join into our email newsletter list or sign up in our school right away. 18, anyone that's looking for you to advertise or donate, when people walk in the door and they say, I'm from the local PTA or I'm doing a fundraiser, whenever they come into your school and look for a $30 business card ad, we usually say our procedures in our school are not to advertise, but we would like to supply you with enough free passes for every single person that's coming to your charity fundraiser dinner. And we give them a free pass for every sitting at every table worth $100. Also, if they're having a Chinese auction, we give them two or three three-month free memberships. Okay, that's a three-month membership for free, including all the uniforms, and we let them auction that off valued at $500. Basically, what we're doing is trying to get more members into our school to taste our school, try it, and see what we're all about. Hopefully, we're going to convert them over to yearly members, and at the same time, we're going to start drumming them, or, and I hate to use that term, it sounds negative, we're going to start asking them pleasantly for referrals. So number 18, turn any advertising or donation request into marketing for you. Number 19, meet with all the larger businesses in your town that have many employees and ask if they'll allow you to do a free seminar. Then offer each and every employee a free membership of your choice, whether it be a one-month or a three-month membership, but give it value and let the owner sell it in a ninja way. When I say that, I mean have them give it as a gift, as a way for them to spin it as them being the good employee. I want to give this to all my employees because we believe in staying in shape, and we believe that if you do stay in shape, you're going to be a better employee, you're going to take off less sick days. So we ask the larger businesses to work with us synergistically to make a team effort so that we can grow their, you know, grow their group morale as well as grow our enrollment. So it works better if it's tied into a seminar and that the business owner or the manager or whoever is really behind this and believes into it. 20, last but only a small portion of the tons of stuff that we have for you on my site, Taking It to the Next Level, or the marketing newsletter that I have. And are you ready for this one? This one is so important. Now, write this down. It's quality control. I've spoken about this as much as I've spoken about my referral program and my 2-4-6-8-10-week calls. This is the only reason why we're in business. If you're not over-providing and underselling, then it's inevitable that you'll be out of business in a few years. My goal, and the goal of all the clients here, I'm sure, is to create an unbelievably motivating customer satisfaction or service experience. It's all about having a product that is, by all means, the best product you can ever imagine. Imagine happy clients. They're going to be the ones that stick around forever. They're going to be the ones that are becoming your raving fan. They're going to be the ones to refer you and spend more money. Given the opportunity, they will talk about you continuously, and they're going to refer you every chance they get. So quality control is your ultimate, ultimate priority. Now, synergizing your marketing is the most important thing you can do. One will not work without the other, and this leads into my campaign that I'm running for 2007. I'm going to share this with you, and you could steal it if you want. Our tagline for this year is, we want all of our students to train for free. Let me repeat that. We're going to tell our clients that we want every single one of our students to train for free. And the way they train for free is if they refer five people that join our school for the year, they get a year free membership. We've set into motion a campaign that will put steam back into our referral program, and it's directly tied into our birthday parties, the unbirthdays, the buddy days, as well as parent night outs and promotions. When they're getting their belts, we tie this in. Our goal is to monitor, as we do all of our referrals already. We keep an active list of who's referred us. And we keep track of how many people that they've referred and what program they've joined on. And we keep the referring member apprised on how many members they have referred and how many they have left before they get the free year. We're continually going to remind them of their goal and our goal to get them to train for free. We want to enlist our help. We want them to know that they could rely on us to give them ideas and methods that they could use to get people to come to our school so that they could get a free year. We're going to educate them on all the avenues of referrals, such as the buddy days, such as the free party, the unbirthdays, and so on and so forth. And we're going to do our best to get the members that they bring into their unbirthday party or to their birthday party or to their buddy day to sign up. But we want to get them behind us so that they're actively telling the member that's trying the class or coming to the party that they should sign up, that the benefits are there. We want them to talk about it because, one, the client is going to benefit because they're going to get a year for free, and the student that they refer is going to benefit because they're going to get benefits out of our program. Our goal is their goal. Then we want to approach all new students and explain to them about a year for free. And they could make as many years for free as they want. They could come for a lifetime for no charge. And they could do it all in 1 year if they want. I don't care. If they got 40 members to join my school, they could get all of those years for free at 5 members each year. Along with the 4 ideas that I gave you, the 2-4-6-week calls, the unbirthday, the referral program, and all the other things that we spoke about, but only 4 of those things, they could, just with the party alone, it could yield you enough leads that you'd never have to advertise again, just alone. If you think about this, the unbirthday can get you 50, if you give one party away for free, you could 15 to 20 leads, and it does not have to be just for kids. With one party, you could get 15 to 20 leads, and in that party, you could possibly get another 10 people to do 10 free parties. The numbers are staggering when you think about it. This one idea virtually could be your golden goose. It's up to you to finalize all the steps to put these systems in place and do what you need to do. But not everyone will do that. And this leads to my biggest mistakes of marketing. And I'm going to give you a few, and then I'm going to kind of blend them together because they're not only marketing mistakes, but they're business mistakes. And just recently I spoke about this topic during my one-on-one calls and that I scheduled through through the Member Solutions. We do a weekly consulting call that you guys are privy to. You guys could call up at any time and schedule one-on-one consulting with any of the Member Solutions clients. And I found that here are 5 top mistakes that people need to watch out for. Number one, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. I hate to say this over and over again. I sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but stop trying to invent the wheel. It's not necessary to put your own spin on things all the time. Why bother wasting time? I know it's a matter of pride or feeling of accomplishment sometimes to say I did this and I put it into effect, but it's not necessary and it's a pure waste of time. Use things that work and just plug them right in. Number two, use systems that are proven. Do not change them. Do not tailor them slightly. If they're not suitable for your system, I can understand. If you do Taekwondo and it's a ninja concept, I can understand changing it. But if it's a business system, don't change what works. You can enhance it, come up with better ideas, but I find that people change things all the time just for the sake of changing things. Number three, do not be penny wise and dollar foolish. I gave you many no-nonsense, very affordable ideas to marketing your school. If you follow just a few of these 20 steps that I gave you, it could yield you thousands of dollars worth of students, and it also could grow your business and give you the best quality control and customer service ever. After all, if we're doing them and they're working, then they're guaranteed to get you some students. Even if you got 1 or 2 students from each source of those 20 marketing concepts, it's going to be beneficial to you. The question is, will you do it, and will you do it right? Number four, do things halfway. Make sure that you do things right from the start. For example, a poorly done door hanger or ad will only do damage to the potential buyers. There's only one time to make a first impression. Spend the money one time on quality handouts, ads, and make sure it looks right the first time. Make sure you have a good Welcome to the Family booklet, and make sure that it is eye-stopping. Number five, make sure you're a consummate professional. If you want, you can just email me and I'll go over with you in a little bit on my month-to-month kind of thing on what I have, what I consider my flow chart. It's basically like a test for school owners, and I can give you the flow chart and you could go through it and test and see where you fare and what numbers you are getting and what you're doing right. this is how you can test yourself and see what grade you're going to achieve, almost as if you took a test in your school, and you can see what you need to, you know, put work into. I recommend maybe giving out a $20 gift certificate and list five moms in your school and give them a pad and a pen and have them go through your school telling you the things that they think that should be done better, changed, the idea of what your school looks like. You want to know whether they believe it smells right, the colors are right, the decorations are right, and even let them comment on the curriculum. They might not be martial artists, but they might be able to let you know what frustrates their children or themselves. Take their comments objectively and never get offended. You need their honest opinion. And I call this in my school karate-scaping. And check this out. This is a new thing that we're doing for this year, is that we have a contest between my four schools, and it's going to be on takingittothenextlevel.com. So once it's up, you guys could take a look and see the progressions. But we're doing like an extreme home makeover slash, you know, trading spaces kind of contest. And each one of my schools with a $750 budget is going to redecorate the school to the best of their ability, and my next level clients are going to, or whoever goes on my next level website is going to be the judge of the winner, and the winning school gets a night out on the town, a play and dinner in Manhattan, New York. And you could log in to Taking It to the Next Level to watch the transformations, but it's going to be fun. You could do the same thing in your school as well. But as a way for you to see what's being done for a small amount of money, it'll be worth just, you know, plugging in and seeing how we're doing. Boy, I'm moving quickly, and I have a lot more stuff to cover. Here are my 10 top marketing mistakes, and some of them are just basic business mistakes. Number one, no one cares about what rank you are, what title you carry, so don't use this as a marketing tool. No one cares that you're a 5th degree or a 6th degree black belt. You know, I don't use that as a marketing tool because people don't even understand it. So don't worry about that. Make sure you market the things that are more important. Number two, your style is important to only the people who know better. For me, the art of the ninja is an allure to most people, but 99.9% of my students come to me due to the quality of marketing and the benefits that my school sells. They don't want to be a ninja. And to be honest, the people who want to be ninjas, I don't want them as students because they're all crazy anyway. Number three, do not think for a minute that people will stay with you if you're unhappy. So don't have it's the my way or the highway attitude. Be ready to service people and service them to the best of your ability. Number four, dropping the ball and thinking that people will let it happen. People see it all. They might not tell you they see it, but if you make promises and you don't keep them, they're going to remember them forever. It takes a long time for people to forget your mistakes, so make sure that you're consistent and consistent as possible. And if you don't live with this mentality of being consistent with follow-up and follow-through, then you're in trouble. So make sure that you're the consummate professional. Number five, lack of quality service. If you're not providing above and beyond service, then you're missing the boat. Number six, not using professionals. Find a really good graphic artist to do all your advertising. Do not put flyers together yourself. Don't enlist one of your students. Don't get somebody who just kind of has a little bit of an ability just because you found someone that will help you. Make sure that the way you represent yourself is in a professional manner. Number seven, if you have a website, get a professional web designing company. Do not have a crummy website. And make sure that, remember, millions of people are surfing the web every day. If they happen to stumble on your site and it's a bad site, it's hard to navigate, and it doesn't have the relevant information, then it's going to be a negative for you. So make sure that you get a good web designer if you have a website. Number eight, think about the client and what they want, not what you want. When marketing, make sure that you are taking their concerns into mind. Benefits are the only reason why people are in your school. I always quote Tony Robbins. He says that people have only one desire, and that's to experience pleasure. And if they experience pleasure, they'll continually do it over and over again. Sometimes short-term pleasure, such as addictive habits, smoking, drinking, drugs, they're initially going to make you feel happy, but in the long term, they're going to create pain. So it's our goal to enhance a person's life. So don't think about the things that are not beneficial to them and only beneficial to you. Think about what benefits they receive. Number nine, a lack of follow-up and follow-through. No consistency again. When marketing is done in your school or anything you do in your school, we need to make sure that it's not a half-hearted attempt at what you want. Do not start things and let them fade away. Be consistent and make sure that your clients see you as a rock-solid business. You know, if they're going to do a pay in full, they want to know you're going to be in business a year down the road. Ten, don't rely on tomorrow. There's only one time to do something, and that's now. You can't make excuses why you haven't done this in the past why you can't do things. I continually hear this on my consulting, on my elite consulting. Remember, when I do my takingittothenextlevel.com, I find people will sign up just because they feel comfortable. They feel like they've accomplished something. It's almost like ticking off on your list of things to do stuff like going to the bathroom and brushing your teeth. Those things mean nothing towards stepping forward on your success every single day. So I suggest that you follow up and follow through. Remember, takingittothenextlevel.com can help you with all these different systems. And many people who become members and join my program and have stopped, I find that they've either, one, not followed up and followed through, or they never took the time to trust in and believe in it and do the systems fully. Heck, if somebody, some of my staff members don't even follow up and follow through on my systems. So if that's going to happen right under my nose, how can I expect anyone out there that that's running a business not to have the same common problems? So remember, one day that's lost can never be returned. So it's so unbelievably important for you to realize that action is now. And I'm hoping that I could be a guiding force in helping you do the things and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So I'm going to finally stop talking. That was probably the longest I've gone without saying any questions. So, Kathy, if you're still awake and you're out there, if you could open up the line for questions, and people, if you have any comments or questions, please just chime right in. So, Kathy, are we open?
Yes, sir, we are open, and I'm wide awake. Thank you.
Hello, I didn't bore everyone to death, and I had some stuff out there. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to ask me on what we've covered or any ideas? Please just chime in. Do not ever feel uncomfortable, because questions usually open up more questions. So anybody out there?
Yes, Ali, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sensei Mike Mugero from Kaizen Karate.
How are you? I haven't heard from you in such a long time.
I know. A lot of things have happened. I definitely have to follow up and definitely call you, and I will do that definitely, sir.
Do that. I'm looking forward to it. So what question do you have today?
Real quick, though, I missed number 16 of...
Marketing?
Yes, of marketing.
Uh-oh, let me scroll back. Let me find it here. 16. 16 was any kind of community marketing, doing fairs, local events, and that's when I talked about the baseball team that we worked with.
Right, community marketing. Very good.
You know, this could be anything from a PTA event to a Boy Scout or Girl Scout troop to a self-defense seminar for the PTA members. For instance, my daughter's 7-year-old daughter's principal just approached me, and we're doing this month coming up, and or February, we're doing an entire week from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon of gym classes every single day. So we're gonna meet with about, I don't know, 400 or 500 students. Not to say that every one of them are going to be interested in karate classes, and they may not even join, but we're going to be there. We're in the community's eye, and most of the time it's a really good way for us to reconnect with students that have quit training in our school. Those are the people we find that we reach the most. Right. So that was number 16.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Anybody else? Anybody else out there have a question? Okay. I'm not going to waste a lot of time begging and pleading for you guys to ask questions, because sometimes I know that I just give you a huge amount of information, and sometimes it's overwhelming. And the only thing I can say is everything that I talked about so far on this conference call, I'm going to have it in the next probably 3 emails, and it's going to be broken up into three different weekly emails. Now, as Member Solutions clients, you have a few things at your fingertips. One is the one-on-one consulting. In the last 2 years, I've done about 175 to 200 one-on-one calls. The thing that I find is that not a lot of people will do more than one call. They'll just get a splattering of information, and then they'll disappear into the shadows. And I believe that it's good for every martial arts school owner to have a mentor. So find someone that you could talk to, even if it's a group of peers that you could go out to lunch with on a regular basis and, you know, talk about issues and questions and problems. Or find someone that you could speak to on a daily basis. I believe that every successful person has someone that they could go to. And I turn to a lot of my friends that are in the business. I turn to a lot of my friends that are in other businesses. And I just recently got over having 3 or 4 months of having a personal consultant coming in working with my staff, working with me, And there's always someone that can help you. And read, read, read. Last year I read about 37 books. I'm going to probably post them on one of my websites. So if you guys want to see kind of like what's in my head and what I look at and what I read, or again, you could email me and I'll send you a list of those books and book recommendations. And also do as many seminars as you can. Put money back into your education. It is absolutely the key to growth. And you know what? Put your money into education that's going to benefit you. Don't waste time on things that are not important. Make sure you concentrate on things like time management, sales skills, and also your physical education as far as your martial art ability, seminars. And I would suggest to you to really go back over with a fine-tooth comb and look at what you're doing and see if you're spinning your wheels in areas that may not, you know, be beneficial to the growth of your school. So those are just a few suggestions. Anything out there, anybody else want to chime in? Do you have any other questions up until now on these last few comments?
Can you give your email address out just to make sure everybody does know it, since you know you've invited them to email you to get those reports?
I've given it out a few times, but I'll do it again one more time. My email is Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I, L-I, like Long Island, and then Ninja, N-I-N-J-A, at AOL.com. Also, you could reach me through via Member Solutions anytime. In order to schedule these one-on-one conference calls with either myself, and Kathy does them as well, and Melody, and a whole bunch of people that are just great, unbelievable consultants, all you have to do is call the Member Solutions office, and you will find that, you know, the people that you talk to are genuine about helping you and really helping you grow your businesses. And last but not least, I'm going to close on this, is that if you're interested in getting anything from me, all you have to do is email me. I don't care if you're a member of Next Level. I don't care if, you know, if you've joined and quit. I don't care any of that stuff. All I want to know, I want you to know is that I really, my goal is to really help the martial art industry. I have been remotivated to help in this manner. You know, I've been doing martial arts for 38 years, and I've been running my school for 15 years. And as you know, you guys, as full-time school owners, sometimes it takes a toll on you, especially me with having, you know, as high as 32 employees at my peak and, you know, really working with people on a regular basis. Sometimes it takes its toll on you. And you guys, school owners, keep me motivated because I really love, I mean, I absolutely say this from the bottom of my heart, I really love sharing concepts that I know can change people's lives. That's why I love Tony Robbins. I think what he does is just an unbelievable service to humankind, because he really helps people change their lives when they want to have their lives changed. So I'm there for you guys. Know that, and you could call me or email me, and I'm there for you. So please, you know, this year, 2007, let's make it our best year ever. And most importantly, no excuses. So that's my closing statement, and we're ending about 5 minutes early. I'm going to give you guys one last chance to chime in, and if not, we're going to close up. So anybody else want to have anything to say?
Hey, you mentioned hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. My name is Arthur Hearns. I'm from the Hands of Life Martial Arts School in New Jersey.
Oh, great. Very good. A local guy. You're right around the corner from me. Are you going to the Action Hall of Fame this weekend?
Yeah, I didn't even know it was happening, but I'm going to see if I can make it there.
Yeah, it's in Atlantic City, and it's going to be a great event. There's probably like 1,500 martial arts school owners there. I'm actually doing some seminars, and Member Solutions and I, we have a booth together. So even if you just want to drive up and spend a few hours with us, that'd be great. But anyway, let me answer your question.
Okay, when you spoke of quality flyers or professional web design, what should you spend, like say if you were going to have somebody design your website? What's like a reasonable...
It's hard to say. You know, it depends on the graphic artist. Some of them are a fortune, and some of them are very fair priced. It really all depends on what you're doing and how much time gets involved in it. You know, you could always get a projected project, a prospective project. If you say you want to design a door hanger, you don't even really need to do that, honestly. If you're a member of Next Level or Member Solutions, you could get pre-made door hangers that are professionally designed for you right off of our websites. But if you want to design one that's specific to your school, I don't see it costing you more than like $50 or $100 in full color. That's not including printing. I'm just saying the design of it.
Right. Now,
it's not that expensive. You know, people are continually putting out this really kind of shoddy kind of clip art looking marketing, and it just doesn't cut it anymore. You know, print marketing is so cheap these days that everyone's doing full quality color service, and if you have a black and white pasted up flyer, no one, it doesn't even enter into someone's brain. Even the quality stuff people don't even look at anymore. So, you know, you got to have the best of the best if you even want to really grab anyone's attention.
Now, can you just give me maybe a few things that would be essential to have on a website? You know, you go to some and they have like 10 pages and they have the links to other pages and pictures and
videos. Yeah, well, I'll tell you the most important thing to have on a website is information on the client, not on the school. Meaning that it doesn't matter, you know, what system you do. It doesn't matter if you're karate, judo, jiu-jitsu, mixed martial arts, unless specifically you're trying to hit a mixed martial art area. But if you want to get students to come onto your into your school, it has to be about benefits. People don't read it to find out you're the ultimate killer, that you've won 25 pit fights, a million trophies in tournaments. None of that matters. What they want to know is how their 5-year-old child is going to end up becoming a better person because they join your school. Second thing is do not have it click off your site ever. Do not, you know, links are great because we try to link to other people's sites, but most of the time when people are linking off your site, most of the time they never find their way back. So if I were you, I'd be generic and stay right on your site. Don't get caught up in linking to all these different things and bringing people away from your site. And the third thing, if I were to say one most important thing, is use your website as a marketing tool. It's going to right away ask them to sign up for a free trial class. Ask them to sign up to be a member of your free newsletter. Ask them to leave some information where you could have constant contact with them. You want them to be driven to come into your school. After all, what's the sense of having a website if it doesn't bring you business? Most
right.
of us are so tied into websites, and we probably get, I would say the average martial arts school probably gets maybe 5 to 10 inquiries a year join their school from their website. Unless they have a really professional, well-done site, it doesn't even hardly bring enough business to spend the time on the net.
Right.
That's just my opinion. So it's got to be a tool. And you know what? People get websites, and then they don't market their websites. They put it up on the web expecting people to stumble on the website, and that's why. And, you know, Google needed to be marketed. Amazon.com needed to be marketed. They marketed, you know, CheapTickets.com with you know, William Shatner. I think that was the company. They put millions of dollars into marketing that site, marketing people to go from the TV to the computer to order tickets. They didn't do it the other way. They did it. They marketed the website. So understand that we're not doing that, I don't think. I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you very much.
If you want more, please email me. Anybody else? We have 1 minute left and we're closing up. You have the last chance. Okay. Kathy, thank you so much. I'm so excited, guys and girls or ladies and gentlemen who've been on this conference call and whoever hears it in the future. Believe me when I tell you, I really, really want to help. If I could be of any help, do not hesitate to email or call me or get on one of our one-on-one conference calls. And if you check out takingittothenextlevel.com, you will find that it is probably one of the most beneficial resources in growing your business. It will save you thousands upon thousands of dollars as well as make you 10 times more than you ever invested. I guarantee that. So if you can, go to that website, check it out, become a premium member, and you will find that it will be the best decision you ever made. But if not, just email me, and we'll be together on emails and conference calls. Kathy, have a great day, everyone. Happy New Year,
and
I look forward to next month.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Thanks, Allie. That was great. Bye.